Kill Me by Stephen White. For my mother.
A special word from the author, Stephen White.
I can't always identify the moment a book is born. With Kill Me, though, the moment was clear. Every one of us has been there, most of us many times. Someone we know or love, a friend, a family member, a co-worker, suffers a terrible tragedy. Maybe an automobile accident, maybe a stroke. A simple illness spinning out of control. A surgical procedure gone badly. Or the slow-motion train wreck of rapidly progressing dementia. We see or hear about the unfortunate person's abysmal condition and his or her hopeless prognosis, and we say, perhaps aloud, perhaps only to ourselves, if that ever happens to me, I wish somebody would just kill me. Kill me. In January 2003, two friends asked me to meet a friend of theirs, a man who was dying of stomach cancer. His name was Peter Barton. His physicians had just told him he had about 3 months to live. It turned out that Peter, barely 50, a recently retired, wildly successful cable TV visionary, had been doing some writing and was eager to talk with someone with some publishing experience about how to get his prose into print before he died. As a favor to my friends, I said I would talk to him. Driving to meet Peter that first day, I was convinced that my role was to accomplish the unpleasant task of finding a palatable way, of telling a dying man that his life really wasn't that special, that his stuff wasn't really publishable, and to suggest that he put whatever time and energy he had left into organizing his musings as a lovely memoir for his children. It turned out, of course, that I was wrong about everything. Not only was Peter's life light years from pedestrian, but his stories and essays were also enlightening.